Hey Brian, I think we were disconnected here.
Yeah, not the greatest service area. I'm kind
of okay. Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, no, not a worries. No, I was just trying to say, man, like, you know, rather than using that $450,000, if you were to go the equipment financing route, you're actually able to write off that piece of equipment as an expense in your tax return, so that, you know, it kind of lowers your taxable income for your company, so
yeah,
you don't have to pay. Are you familiar with that a lot? I mean, like, I'm not, you know, a tax professional or anything.
Yeah, no, I actually just got out of my tax lady's office, and she put that into my ear, because I've always just paid cash for everything I bought. So I'm kind of wondering whether I should finance something. What's your guys' finance rate?
Well, usually, you know, it depends. Are you familiar with, like, the equipment financing, like, route? Have you ever taken it or financed something that way?
No. Like I said, I generally have always just paid cash for it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Here, I'm happy to kind of explain it out for you a little bit. So typically, an equipment financing program, you could think of it as kind of like a typical car loan. So there's usually 2 to 5 year terms. So like the length of the loan, monthly payments, and then the rates usually are in the mid single digits, just depending on, you know, how you look on paper and a few other factors. But usually what we try and do is we try and get you obviously approved for one of our better programs, so that you don't have to be paying, you know, a tremendous amount of money a month on this piece of equipment. And you know, if
yeah,
from
I know
from what,
my credit rate isn't good because I don't have much credit. My lady told me yesterday, I was in there, my financial lady told me yesterday that I've screwed up because I bought my house cash, my car's cash, all my equipment
mm-hmm.
cash.
What did she say that your credit was?
8-something or another, 865.
Okay, so that's good. Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay, so yeah, so you're just looking to buy this tree chipper.
The whole tree chipper, yeah. It's called
right.
Mango.
Okay, and, you know, are you expecting, like, a really nice return on this investment here? Like, how much money will this generate for you?
Oh, quite a bit.
Do you have, like, a ballpark number? Let's say per month. How much does it generate you per month?
My last one was generating me $400,000 a month.
Holy hell, man. That's unbelievable. So you pretty much can just cash flow that already in about 2 months. That's crazy, man. That's unbelievable. That means, I mean, I can only imagine how busy your business really is.
Yeah, no, we're extremely busy. Like I said, I own one already, and I'm getting ready to buy another one.
Yeah, growing there. Okay, well, here's what I can do for you. Here's how, you know, we can help out. I can't technically get you, you know, legitimate numbers, but I do want to be able to give you kind of our options that we have for you here. You know, if you can just play around with the numbers, kind of go to your tax lady and go to your finance lady, see what we might have to offer you. Have you been to your local bank yet, kind of looked at what they might be able to do to help you out?
Yeah, they pretty much turn me away every time I want to get a loan. So.
Is there a particular reason why? Sorry, what was that?
I've had issues trying to get a loan from my bank. They almost want to take a loan from me.
Okay. Brian, how much are you doing in sales per year? What did you guys do as your top line revenue back in 2015?
I think it was a little over 15.
15 mil?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are you guys on track for 2016?
Probably just a little bit more than that. We're probably going to be hitting right about 20.
Wow, that's amazing, man. That is really good. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, for, you know, a piece of equipment like this, I don't find it difficult to see what types of programs that we can get you qualified for here on our end, at least. And the good thing about us, Brian, just to kind of, you know, ease your mind here, I know your local bank has turned you away, but we do work with multiple clients that have credit tiers A through D, and even multiple companies that have gone through bankruptcies. So credit, you know, as much of it plays a factor, we're able to work with you because we get you on different types of programs that kind of fit, you know, the business criteria. But here's what I can do, okay, to kind of get you the numbers that you would like to see if you're looking to go the equipment financing route.
My boys are actually trying to get me to go hunting with them right now.
Do you have an email?
Tomorrow, like around noon?
Tomorrow around noon? Okay. Noon tomorrow, yeah.
My boys are trying to get me to go out hunting with them.
Where are you guys going to go hunt?
We're just right here. We have a cabin out in Wyoming. We're getting ready to go hunt some elk right now.
Oh, no way, man. No, I do a little bit myself. I usually do some whitetail.
Oh, you've been shooting, you've been going for the whitetail?
Yeah, I got a ranch.
My boy pulled his first tag this year, so.
No way, good for him, man, good for him. That's awesome. Okay, hey, Brian, I have here.
Tomorrow around noon.
Around noon, okay. Okay, I'll follow up tomorrow around noon then.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.